Warm welcome to Christoph Engemann and Anton Schlesinger.
Hello. Hi. Yes, thank you. This is a bit intimidating, large space. Hello, everybody. The topic of this talk is a new audio format called MQA, Master Quality Authenticated. And as the title of our talk suggests, it's more than just an audio format. And in order to explain how we arrived at the title, A Clever Stealth DRM Trojan, we have a lot of ground to cover, and our talk is structured as you see here. So I'm going to talk a little bit about audio files and audio files. Then Anton here is going to examine some of the claims that are being made about Master Quality Authenticated. Then we will move on to 24-bits, got some room to spare, to have a look where they actually hide their DRM. And finally, we're going to make some remarks why we think MQ is actually quite clever. So it's good to be back here. Some of you may know me already, as I've spoken at the conferences a couple of times before, and mostly on policy-related issues, on identification, digital identification, and authentication-related issues. This time, I have to make a confession. I am an audiophile, and I believe that this cable sounds different than this cable. So, I should be a millionaire. As some of you may know, the James Randi Educational Foundation had offered $1 million to anybody who was able to identify the difference between two audio interconnects like these ones in a controlled ABX testing. Here is a 10-year-old report on this challenge. Of course, nobody managed to find these differences and win the
Quality is exploiting techniques and reverse engineering and industrial security. And the talk today will be about SCADA, the gateway to shell.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one little notice, this talk will be in English and will be translated in German as well.
Thank you.
Which is yours.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, yeah, welcome to my talk, Gateway to Shell. Who am I? He already introduced me, but still, my name is Thomas Roth. I'm a security researcher. I do a lot of low-level security, so a lot of ARM reverse engineering, cold fire, and so on. And yeah, you can find me on Twitter, or if you want to write me an email, feel free to send me one to thomas@stacksmashing.net. Before we start, a short introduction to the background of this talk. So this year, I did some SCADA penetration tests, and I found that while the PLCs and so on are pretty well covered in the security research area, I found that all the small devices that surround SCADA environments are not really well covered. So basically, we have the big Siemens PLCs and so on, and there's a lot of research going on about them. But there are also a ton of other small Ethernet devices involved in industrial networks that are not really researched very well yet. And all devices that we're going to talk about are running their latest respective firmware. Unfortunately, there will be 0 days. And these are not theoretical attacks. Like, if you go to Shodan or a similar search engine, you can find tens of thousands of these devices vulnerable and open in the internet. So let me give you a quick introduction into the terminology in SCADA, because I know in the title I say SCADA, but actually it should be ICS, which stands for Industrial Control Systems, because basically ICS describes the whole system from your supervision, the big room with all the big screens, up to your PLCs, the sensors, the actors, and so on that you will find in your installation. And the term SCADA just describes the supervision and control centers, so the big screens that you might know from movies and so on, where when the bad guy comes, suddenly all the lights turn red. Then there's something called a PLC, which is a programmable logic controller. It's basically like an Arduino just for industrial applications. And they are really easy to program, and you can get them from Siemens or Schneider, and so on and so forth. Then there is something called an RTU, a remote terminal unit, which is a small device that generally, or well, back in the day was only used for monitoring, but